Well, the Medal of Honor, it has to be an act above and beyond the call of duty. It doesn't necessarily mean that you killed a lot of enemy soldiers single-handedly or anything like that, or you personally inspired and led an attack. It can be for an act of charity. For instance, there's one recipient, Desmond T. Doss. He is not from Mississippi, but he's one of the most outstanding stories I've ever heard. He was a medic in World War II. He was with the 77th Infantry Division at Guam, and he was a pacifist. He did not believe in killing, so that's why he wanted to become a medic when he was drafted. And he, during an attack, some members of his company got pinned down by a fierce Japanese defensive position. And so what he did was, as soon as you hear the call medic, you have to go and get those people out of there. And so what he did was he went in, treated one guy, and then found a way to get him to a safe place. And there was a cliff nearby that he'd lowered him down. It was a fairly shallow cliff. It wasn't too high. And so he kept telling himself, just one more guy, one more guy. He kept doing this. By the end of the day, he saved 75 men.